Have you ever asked God, God, what is my purpose? What am I here for? In today's video, I'm going to bring some practical things together for you to be able to see how you can ask God this question and then hear from Him how He specifically made you. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg from AccomplishYourPurpose.com, where we help you to discover and accomplish your purpose, exactly what this video is about. Come across and visit us, and there are some freebies there for you to download. But if you're new here, consider liking and subscribing and hit that notification bell, and let's get together every week and dig into the Word of God and dig into how He created you to be. So I am in my kitchen, and I've just gathered a couple of things on the counter that have different functions, right? So this is a cupboard. This is what we put all of these items in. This is a bottle of water. This is a toaster. This is my glasses. That is a remote control. That is a cup to put tea in, and that is the kettle, right? And all of these things have specific functions. So if I were going to make a cup of tea to sit and enjoy with a piece of toast, while I'm reading my Bible in the morning, these are the kind of things I would gather. I would go into the closet and get out a cup. I'd take out some bread and I'd put it in the toaster, and I'd push the toaster down and it would make the bread into toast. Then I would put water into the kettle and I'd press the kettle to boil and it would start boiling the water for me. Once it was boiled, I'd put a tea bag into the cup, pour the boiling water on top of the tea bag, and the tea bag would release its flavors into the cup so that I could then drink my tea while I'm reading with my glasses, which helped me to see better, and eating my piece of toast. So all of these things have a specific function in order for the one thing of me eating toast and drinking tea while I'm reading my Bible in the morning to happen. So I want to encourage you, wherever you are, to start asking the Lord and thinking and say, Lord, what did you create me to be? What is my function? If this were your family, are you the glasses? Are you the toaster? Are you the bottle of water behind me here? Are you the kettle? What is it that you bring? And some super practical ways to think of this are like, are you the encourager? When everybody's had a bad day, are you the one that comes in and says, don't worry, everyone, it'll be better tomorrow. Like, we got this and this and this and this planned. And you're always encouraging. You're always the positive voice, right? Are you the one that loves to think through all the small details? And you go, okay, we're going for a picnic tomorrow, everyone. We need to bring toast, jam, butter, peanut butter. We need to put it in the lunchbox that'll keep it all secure. And then we need to, instead of using the cup, we need to get the flask. We're going to have to put tea in there. We're going to have to bring milk along so the flask can close so it doesn't leak out in the thing. So we're going to have to make that just before we leave. So make sure that the kettle's full and it's ready to go. Are you the one that brings all of those details to our project so that all the bases are covered, right? Are you the one that sits and is super excited about planning something together? And you're like, come on, everyone, let's get together. Let's go and have a picnic tomorrow, right? So you're the one that you'll do some research on where the best places are and what the weather's going to be like and what's happening there. And you're the one that rallies all the troops and bring them together. Are you the one that sits and thinks and goes, oh, let me check the weather forecast, right? Because everyone's gung-ho to go on this picnic tomorrow. But what if it's raining? And so you're the one that goes and checks all the facts. What is the weather like? How many people are coming? Where are you going to park? How are you going to get there? You're the one that helps to make sure that operations run smoothly because you've checked the bigger picture of all of the weather. And then what happens when we get there and there's no parking and it's hot or it's starting to rain? Are you the one that goes, no, we can do this. Come on. Okay, let's problem solve. Here's a problem. Let's sort out a solution. You're the problem solver in the group. Whatever it is that God's created you to be, you are beautifully unique. This teacup cannot help me to read my Bible better. This kettle cannot make a piece of toast for me, right? If I try to put bread into the kettle, it'll get all soggy and gross, right? The water bottle is the only thing that can hold the water until it goes into the kettle, which is the only thing that can heat it, because the water bottle can't make it hot, right? So you see that there are just beautiful, different functions for everything here. Now, when you ask God who you are, ask Him to help you to figure out how that works together in your family, your family unit, your close relationships, close friendships and family. What does that look like, Lord? How do I fit in there and what do I bring there? Ask Him what it looks like in your workplace. Who are you at work? What do you bring that's a vital component of your team at work? Who are you in your social groups, right? In your group of friends, or when you go to church or clubs that you're in or places that you volunteer? How do you fit into society and what do you bring there? Because it's absolutely fascinating to not only discover more of who you are, your personality, what you bring to a situation, how you think about things, how you interact with the Lord, but then also how that contribution adds to the groups that you're in, the people that you're in, the circumstances you're in a unique way that nobody else can do, but that works together with the unique way everyone else works in what they do too. So, as always, Jesus is inviting you on this adventure of self-discovery. Come across and visit us at accomplishyourpurpose.com and let us help you discover who you are and help you to accomplish the unique purpose that God has created you for. So, will you accept this adventure that He's inviting you on? I hope you do, because it's an awesome one of self-discovery. Bless you, bless you, bless you, and I'll see you next time.